Who am I? Is there an afterlife? Science, philosophy, religion, and art have converged to answer some of life's biggest questions, many of which we still don't have the answers to. The Great Mystery Show at the American Visionary Art Museum celebrates the unknown, the imagination, and the search for answers. Rebecca Hofberger, the museum's founder and director, tells us more about the exhibit.
What do we mean when we say I? The total number of actual human body cells is way outnumbered, a mere 30 trillion, as compared to the teeming 39 trillion bacterial and parasitic entities to which each of us plays an unwitting and full-time host. So what about us actually says I? The poet Rumi pondered, who am I in the midst of all this thought traffic? In a vein of introspection similar to Buddhist thought. Scientist, philosopher, and Jesuit priest Pierre Teilhard de Chardin concluded, we are not human beings having a spiritual experience. We are spiritual beings having a human experience. Within the American Visionary Art Museum's permanent collection is a great jewel, a painting by the Canadian self-taught artist William Kurelek. It is entitled, Where Am I? Who Am I? Why Am I? These are the same great and eternal questions the wise ask and have always asked. Even singer and songwriter Janis Joplin wondered, now that I'm here, where am I? How closely linked are the meanings and words mystery and my story? Each of us is a personal mystery unto ourselves, as no one amongst us knows even our own future. Our current exhibition, The Great Mystery Show, explores mystery as that one secret power behind great art, science, and pursuit of the sacred. From psychics to physicists, the show artfully peels away the veil of the unknown, weaving the creative investigations of 39 visionary artists, scientists, astronauts, mystics, and philosophers into one grand-scale exploration of mystery. Our choice of this communal focus celebrates the fact that we humans start out life as little question machines. Even Einstein declared, I have no special talent, I am only passionately curious. In exploring the mystery of how we know what we know, we refer to Dr. Gerd Gigerenzer, the director of the prestigious Max Planck Institute for Human Development. He has identified 8 distinct kinds of human intelligence and concluded that intuitive intelligence crowns them all. Our American Visionary Art Museum was founded on this same belief that intuition is the superhighway to knowledge and creativity. Mystery holds the door open to human imagination, inspiring our fascination with whodunit-style film and books, and theological and scientific inquiry. In a time of so much focus on fear and doom, inventor Michael Faraday reminds us, nothing is too wonderful to be true. To all who are listening, this is my heartfelt wish. May your life's mystery unfold in ways of wonder, grace, peace, and joy.
To learn more, visit avam.org. Maryland Humanities is a statewide nonprofit that creates and supports educational experiences in the humanities that inspire all Marylanders to embrace lifelong learning, exchange ideas openly, and enrich their communities. Humanities Connection is produced by Maryland Humanities for WYPR. For Maryland Humanities, I'm Phoebe Stein.